What was that squeak I just heard?
That's the clock. I have to reset everything. You know.
Oh. The clock on the wall?
The clock from the wall. Mm. Yes. It was flashing low battery.
Again? We just changed that a couple years ago.
Well, you know.
Is that a double D battery?
These are three AAA batteries.
Are they the cheap ones or the good ones?
These are not the good ones.
No wonder.
We don't we don't do good ones. We're on PM. We got to get to AM. It's a good thing I got a watch on. 7:57. We're starting a little late this morning. What's going on?
Packed full. Crap. That's what's going on. So here's the joke of the day.
Oh, joke of the day.
What did the digital clock say to its mom, since you're messing with the clock over there?
What did the digital clock that I'm adjusting say to its mom?
Look, Ma, no hands.
Oh! And don't forget, we got a farmer's market coming up next week on Friday, the 12th of June. Mm. And it is it's from 9 to noon. Starts on Friday, June the 12th. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
What are they going to have down there, I wonder?
What are they going to have down there? They're going to have...
Some black-eyed peas.
You know, that maybe B can get us set up on that. Oh, now it's on 2021.
Throw that away. Yeah, we don't need that thing. We got plenty of clocks in here.
Oh, and we have the wrong date as well. So
my clock says it's 7:58.04, and it's June the 2nd.
And it's June the 2nd.
56% of our U.S. hay crop is in the drought condition.
Oh, what was the percentage again?
Hey, throw it away. Pay attention.
I'm
56% of the hay crop is in drought condition.
Oh, really? 50%?
56%.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
We need some damn rain around this place.
Okay, here we go with the time zone. We need to be in the right time zone, you know.
You know, women face a high risk of silent heart attacks, according to a new survey.
Oh, really?
Heart attacks show no symptoms. They just die.
Oh, really?
There was a news flash from News Channel 10 today.
Oh, is that...
So you better watch out.
That's true, because what do they say about women and men? The whole heart attack thing is a whole different ball game.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Night and day.
It is.
You done messing with that stupid thing?
I'm trying to get the time set here.
We don't care about the clock on the wall.
I care because I look at the clock on the wall.
You got your little watch on your wrist and all sorts of crap.
Well, but but I still look up at there.
Snow's falling in Glacier National Park today.
Oh, is it?
Yep. Looks like winter up there.
Oh, really?
According to KPAX TV Channel 8.
KPAX TV Channel 8. Oh, we got word today that Corbin Bogus, the meteorologist from ABC7, is leaving at the end of this week.
Yep. No more Corbin.
No more Corbin. Now, he's not leaving the area. He's staying, but he's just getting out of television. Can't say I blame him.
I haven't heard much good about the old TV business.
You know, I was reading about, I'm not sure if we talked about this on the radio last week or not, but Sirius XM and iHeartRadio were in talks for Sirius XM to take over iHeart, to take all their, they call them terrestrial stations, the like us, that are owned by iHeart, and any of their satellite or digital stuff. Well, do you know why those talks failed or are stalled at this point?
I have no idea.
Because Sirius XM wanted to divest all of the terrestrial stations.
Mm.
So they want to get rid of those stations.
Well, they're competition, that's why.
And they want the 70 million listeners that they can't seem to get on digital to start paying for radio. That's what they want. That's the whole point of it.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
To get rid of, to either turn them off or sell them to someone. and get rid of them. So those so radio won't be free anymore. You'll have to pay for it.
Well, it's you have to pay for nothing here. This is free and cheap entertainment.
Well, can you imagine someone paying for this?
No, not really. There's a sucker around every corner.
There is.
We were one of them.
Here we are. We're still here. And we're coming up on our 11 years.
11 years this month.
I believe it's Monday. Next Monday is our 11-year anniversary. I'm
really?
pretty sure I finally got the date down. No, it's not next Monday. Still don't have it right. It's next week on Thursday, the 11th. June 11th, 11 years. There you go.
Only feels like 11 days to me.
Feels more like 1,100.
After
maybe.
Yesterday's mess with the Ranger games.
Oh, we're having trouble. The satellite dish, the brackets were holding so good until the 28th of May. Something happened, and all of a sudden, we can't lock into the satellite anymore. And now we're trying the internet, and that failed too. So,
I got a couple ideas for the satellite dish that I might try today.
Okay.
I can't say it over the air because it's pretty much redneck.
Well...
You don't even know what it is either.
I have an idea as well that I think has taken it off the mark in the other direction as well. So
we'll see which one works.
We'll
I don't
talk
care.
About that later.
Fox 5 News out of New York City says that I'm coughing a lot today. Raymond Berry, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, has died at age of 93. He was from Paris, Texas.
Oh, really? Raymond Brady.
Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Raymond and he was the coach Barry. Of the Patriots for a while, too.
Oh, he was?
He was basically a worthless football player that made it big time.
Did he really?
Yeah. He wasn't worth a dang in college.
Wow.
And the Colts took a chance on him back in, I don't know when it was, 1902 or something.
Huh.
He was born in 1933 and he died the other day.
He was born in 1933.
Yep.
But... he couldn't have been playing in 1902. But
no, I made that up.
This says he's from Corpus Christi.
Well, he went from Corpus to Paris, Texas.
Oh, he went to Paris High School.
Yeah.
Yes. And he went to Shriner College.
For a while.
1950, and then SMU from 51 to 54.
He caught passes from Johnny Unitas with the Colts.
Yes. He played for 12 years.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
1967. He coached with the Cowboys. And it says Arkansas, so I guess that's the college. Detroit, Cleveland, New England. He was the head coach and the wide receivers coach with New England. He was there for a while, 21 years.
I remember him coaching the Patriots.
Wow. Yeah, he coached there for he was there from 78 to 81 and then he came back from 84 to 89. So, he wasn't there that long. The Detroit Lions and the Denver Broncos. He was the quarterback's coach in 92. I bet you didn't know that. Two-time NFL champion, three-time first-team All-Pro, three-time second-team All-Pro, NFL receiving yards leader three times, receptions leader three times. Well, this guy was good.
He didn't do so good in college, but he did really good in the pros.
Apparently, yeah, that's where he shined. He's in the Baltimore Ring of Honor. The Colts retired his number. 1950s All-Decade Team, NFL 75th Anniversary All-Time Team, and the 100th Anniversary All-Time Team. So
can you repeat all that?
No, I'm not reading it again. And if you ask me, if you mention his name tomorrow, I won't even remember any of that. So
I won't bring that
say,
up.
Remember, you looked it up. And I'm like, and I'll be like, I have no idea. I don't remember.
People were in a bad mood at Bennett, Colorado yesterday.
Uh-oh. Well, is that where they had the hail?
Golf ball size hail at Love's truck stop in Bennett yesterday.
Ooh,
about 3 p.m.
Wow, 3 p.m.
Yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Yep. Some really bad hail across Denver and Bennett and the Denver Metro.
They were showing that on the news. the hail was, but it didn't look that big where they, the ones that they were showing.
No, but in Bennett, east of Denver, was golf ball size hail. Mm. That's big enough.
That is plenty big enough.
That would hurt if it hit you.
That hurt, yeah. That you'd need a helmet for that, for sure.
So if you're listening to the Ranger game last night, it was all screwed up. So, you know,
we'll try
to get that fixed.
We had some issues because our satellite dish, for some reason, is completely off the mark. There's zero reception, so there's an internet backup. But the system is automatically trying to cycle in the satellite, so there's these little... Just these little
blurps.
So we said, okay, let's just go to straight internet. And that worked for about 2 minutes, and then it went off. And then it came back on until about halfway through the post game, and then it stopped.
I don't understand that.
And about midnight, I got up, and I looked just to check and see. And it was stuck, and we were dead air. So I got us back on the air.
We got a radio station for sale for $1 today. Or 50 cents.
No.
It's a pain in the butt, I'm telling you, this satellite crap.
Well, it has been
because
a challenge.
Because of the winds are so bad.
It has been a challenge all the time that we've been doing this, which is 10 years we've carried the
been
Texas Rangers.
That stuff.
But the wind is just hard on everything. It
just ruins stuff.
It does.
Happy birthday to Lisa Hartman today. She's 70.
Oh, and happy birthday to my little 28-year-old kids.
Yes.
Not so little anymore.
That was a lead-in for that.
28 years old today. Around 9 o'clock. Or between 9:30 and 10, they'll officially be 28 years old.
That's when all hell broke loose.
That's when all the world changed forever.
And it's never been the same.
So Lisa Hartman Black is...
70.
70. Wow.
She looks pretty good.
Yes,
you know, money will take care of the
money
stress.
Takes care of all that aging stuff.
I read a story that Odell Beckham Jr. is back with the Giants. I don't know if that's true.
Well, there was talks that he was he was in talks with them to see. he's desperate because he's broke.
Well, he had too much lavish trips.
Yeah, well...
Another lavish trip there, I guess.
You might want to consider, you know, some of the choices he's made in his
Number
life.
Number 13.
Giants sign Beckham. Smith, Schuster, Berrios to bolster wide receiver room. Okay.
We'll see.
We'll see what kind of temper tantrums he can throw this time.
The Giants are the only team that's been worse than the Broncos over the last 10 years.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
The Broncos stunk, and they finally made a deal to buy that railroad crappy place in Denver to build a new stadium.
They did. They bought the railroad yard. They're going to build a new stadium. They're going to have to clean up the soil somehow. I don't know. Or they could put vinegar on it or something to make
They're
it better.
They're going to put that OxyClean stuff.
Mix
dump
it
some
in.
Of that OxyClean on that
Get
crap
Get it in this bowl
there.
And mix
yeah.
it up and dump it on the ground. Everything yeah. will be fine.
Yeah. A couple hundred thousand tons of that.
So did you see... The softball World Series, the women's
Texas Tech won.
Texas Tech and Texas are playing for the final championship.
They won 5-4.
Yep. Texas Tech and Texas both won both of their games yesterday, and they are in it.
That's
They're
pretty cool.
They're playing each other for the national championship.
Texas Tech Hall of Fame member Mike Leach is on the ballot for the College Football Hall of Fame for the first time.
Yes, they got his name on the ballot for the college, and he better get in there first.
Guess who's
first
on
time
the
around.
List?
Oh no!
This is for 2027.
Okay.
I don't know these other guys, but I know the other dude. There's four people, and one of them's Tommy Tuberville.
No way!
Yes.
Tuberville.
Tomas.
Oh,
Tomas
no.
Tuberville.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man!
No.
Why is he getting? What's he on there for?
I don't know. Well,
he owned a bunch of liquor stores.
He did have some success over there in Alabama. What's that college over there that he coached at?
Alabama.
Yes, there's the Alabama Crimson Tide, and then there's another school that he coached at in.
I don't know. I thought he went to Cincinnati.
Well, that was after Texas Tech. Let's see. Tommy Tuberville.
I don't know.
You know the Alabama game where they decided to try to kick a 60-something yard field goal and the other
Auburn.
Auburn, that's it.
You should have told me that 20 minutes ago. I could have told you it was
Auburn. Well, if it had been 20 minutes, I would have told you that 20 minutes ago. But, you know.
I feel sorry for Tommy, actually.
I don't feel sorry for him.
He was married to some lady that was liking the drink.
He is married to a lady.
Drink.
Yes, that she kind of, yeah, likes that.
Guess he's coming to Lubbock on September 12th at the USA Spirit Arena, whatever it
the
is.
The United Spirits, the United Supermarkets Arena?
Yeah.
I've no idea.
September 12th, it'll be your boyfriend, Riley Green.
We've got to go.
September 12th.
We got to go.
I'll stay in the car while you drool all night.
Oh, please.
He's not what he appears to be.
I don't drool over Riley Green. Ugh.
I think he's borderline you know what.
Borderline you know what? Oh, you think he's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty proud of himself.
He's not the nice guy that he presents himself to be.
No. He was in jail a couple times for stuff, you know.
What, really? Now you're making stuff up.
Well, it's coming. Sunny Sweeney's coming to Green Hall.
Oh, is she? Oh, wouldn't that be fun to see her?
September 19th.
Oh, really?
With special guest Britt Taylor.
Britt Taylor?
Whoever that is.
I don't know.
Wow. I like Sunny Sweeney.
I do, too. I wish that she had more music that came out and she had
more. Is she from Texas?
I don't know. Let me check it out.
I don't know where Sunny's
from. Sunny Sweeney? Where is she from anyway?
She has some good stuff out.
Sunny Sweeney, American singer.
Probably Alabama.
They all seem to be from Alabama these days.
Alabama or Texas.
She is from Longview, Texas.
Oh, my God. Really?
She went to Texas State University.
Down there in San Marcos?
Down there in San Marcos.
Really?
Right there on the river.
Well, no wonder she's going to Green Hall.
Yeah, and she graduated from there, too. She didn't just attend. She graduated.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. It won't be 100 degrees probably in September.
Well, I don't know about that.
Or 200.
Maybe it'll be at 110.
Mm-hmm. We need some VIP passes for that.
We do. How do we get in on that?
Who's our agent? Do you know?
I'll have to look it up.
I didn't sleep worth a damn last night, so I'm a little bit out of it today.
Yeah, we I don't know. We just didn't sleep good.
It's like 95 degrees yesterday here. It was a little hot.
Yeah, it was a little warm yesterday. Didn't seem as hot in Lubbock, though.
It was 92 there, and they had a lot of rain, so that's probably why.
Good.
Longtime NBA coach Rick Adelman, the winningest coach in Sacramento Kings history, has died at 79.
Is he related to Julian Edelman?
That's his grandpa.
His
name
is
Adelman or something. Not Edelman. It's with an A, not an E.
Oh, Adelman. Well,
Edelman. It's
the way you're saying it. Yes,
well,
American basketball player and coach. That's Adelman. Yes.
Adelman,
not Edelman.
So, 79 years old, dang.
Well.
The old clock's a-ticking.
How many years? 14 years you got? Okay.
Maybe.
The clock's a-ticking.
Only my hairdresser knows.
Well, that football player died at, what, 93?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, Mr. Barry.
Yeah, 28 years.
Maybe. Nobody knows.
You were a football player. Why not?
Nobody knows. Raymond Barry. That sounds like a singer, actually, Raymond Barry.
That sounds like the principal from the high school that Sarah and Justin went to.
Is his name Raymond?
No, but it was Barry. Mr. Barry.
Oh, Mr. Barry. So here's an interesting story that kind of freaked me out.
Oh, really?
After a traumatic brain injury erased her memories of her husband, this woman fell back in love with him all over again.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. In 2019, he proposed for the second time, and she said yes. She had to relearn who he was and all this kind of crap.
And she's not losing her memory anymore? She's got it all back?
They said it was actually legitimate.
Oh, it is legit? It's not. It's not
made up.
They're not doing it as a made-for-TV movie. It's real.
Mick Jagger says he's going to go back on tour once he gets his walker out.
Oh.
He has a mechanical walker.
A mechanical walker. Helps him dance
what
around.
What is he, like 100 now? Mick Jagger?
How old is Mick Jagger? Do you think he's 80-something?
I think he's 90.
Mick Jagger. Let's
he hasn't
see.
Been on tour because of some recent headaches.
Oh, he's going to be 83 this year. He's the same age as...
No, don't say that.
Yep. Richard Whelan.
Richard D.
Richard D.
ABC Man. 7 News in Amarillo and Drew Powell, the Newsbeat reporter.
Oh, Newsbeat reporter.
A man is accused of using stolen identities and fake documents to obtain about $69,000 in fraudulent auto and personal loans from banks in Amarillo.
Really?
There he is.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Using, wow, fraudulent information. Wow.
People know you're going to get caught. You know?
Yeah, they do.
The banks ain't stupid.
No, they're not.
You know, they're going to figure it out.
Well, somebody is. $60,000, did you say?
$69,000.
$69,000 down the road.
And some change. Jeez. Oh, people. Hey, we got a news flash in Hereford today.
News flash in Hereford.
Haven't heard nothing out of Hereford, Steve, but we'll read it anyway.
Okay.
Because I know he's a member of this. The Hereford Lions Club is hosting its annual carnival from June 3rd to the 6th at the Hereford Bull Barn.
Oh, really? Hereford Bull Barn.
I bet it's the same one that was here in town over the weekend. Because I saw them going north yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Dragging all their stuff up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I met one of the carnival people a couple days ago.
The Carnies.
At the gas station.
The Carnies were here.
I think I scared the lady, but who knows?
Well, that's happened
so
a time or two.
So that starts tomorrow through the 6th at the Hereford Bull Barn.
All right.
That's a cool name.
The Hereford Bull Barn?
Yeah, I like
I
that.
I do like that name, yes.
Here's some advice for people in their 70s. You ready?
Oh, really? People in their 70s? Anyone in their 70s?
The first one is very funny.
Okay.
Train getting up from the floor on a regular basis. If you lose this ability, independence drops fast.
Mm.
So you need to practice. Fall down a couple times and get up every day.
You know what? Get you a little yoga mat, lay down on the floor, practice getting up, and do that like at least 10 times a day. Because there will come a day when you're going to need someone to hold you up just to walk to the bathroom if you don't do that.
We saw that yesterday.
We saw that 2 days ago. That was 2 days ago. Yeah.
Number two, this one's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Rearrange your home so you never have to rush, bend, or reach for something suddenly.
Oh,
injuries
really?
Come from small movements.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You bend over to the sink and your back goes out.
Like just a small movement to reach for something and all of a sudden your back is done. Like, you have so much back pain you can't move anymore. Yeah.
Always keep your medicine, phone, and glasses in the same spot every day.
Well, just put on one of those fanny packs and carry them with you all the time.
I ate my glasses. I thought that was my pill. What the hell?
Get your fanny pack out.
Yeah. Practice slow walking and balance every day. Strength matters, and balance is what prevents things
from
going south.
That's right. And building your core muscles, those are the ones in your midsection.
Like yesterday when I fell over the fence because you didn't put the clip on the fence, and I fell over the
yesterday,
damn thing, and now my back's killing me.
You fell over the fence because I didn't lock the fence. And then you couldn't get in the door because I did lock the damn door.
Now, if I lock that door, you're banging and screaming, lock the door, I'll be in. So I came up to the door once. I'm like, that's locked. I'll just go do something else. And then I'll come to the front. And then I thought, well, she's not in the front, so I better go back to the back.
How many times have you locked me out of
Once.
This building and left?
Once.
And left the building.
That was an honest mistake. So I'm climbing over the fence, and it falls over, and I fall on the ground. And the dogs are like, yeah.
The dogs just watch you. They don't come running
like,
over to say,
no, they didn't care.
Are you okay?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Nope.
No, they don't do that. They just
so
watch
I'm like,
you.
Hey, I don't think she clipped the old
they're like,
stuff on the fence.
You're still, you're over there in the sun. I'm not leaving the shade to come over to you.
And I fell on my left side, which I fell on the dang
oh, no,
parking lot 11
your
ago.
Your hip hurt. Yes.
11 years ago.
11 years ago. We cut up the table
the
that
crappy
was
piece of plywood.
In this studio, in the actual studio, and it was built in this room, and it was so big there was no way to get it out. So We used a chainsaw and cut it up, and it had cobwebs all over it. It was so awful. And we had it in a big pile in the parking lot, and you were mad, and you went to kick it, and instead you fell down and landed on your hip. And
my
still
whole hip
today,
was black and blue.
11 years later, you had bruises all down your left side. 11 years later, you still have pain in your hip from doing that.
That's a reminder of the fun we're having.
That's a reminder of, yes, don't do things like that. Yes.
Here's number six on this people in the 70s advice.
Okay.
This is the one I like.
Okay.
Reduce decisions to almost zero. Repeat simple routines so your mind stays clear and steady.
Oh, so you're going to walk around the house talking to yourself, repeating the same thing over and over again.
I don't want to do that today. I don't want to do that today.
I got to remember to turn the lights off.
Keep doing small tasks yourself. The moment you stop doing, you start losing.
That's right. You've got to get up and move and go and do. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Fix your mornings first. A stable first hour controls your entire day's energy.
Oh. There you go. Your entire
day's energy.
That's
why 3 in the afternoon
energy.
Were wiped out.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Happy belated birthday to Brees Hall, born on May 31st, actually 2 days ago.
Brees Hall.
He used to play for Iowa State.
Oh, really?
He's running back for the Jets or somebody.
Okay.
He's the one that left early because he didn't want to get hurt in the bowl game.
Oh, yes. I was like, I know that name sounds familiar.
23% of the wheat harvest is completed in Texas so far.
Oh, 23%.
This newsflash brought to you by the Texas Wheat Producers.
News tip of the week right there.
Yeah, it doesn't take long because there's not much good wheat out there.
$11.70.
$11?
No, $14.70.
Did we change their frequency?
I'm stuck on 11 years.
Oh, yeah. So now sunset comes at 9:05 p.m. according to the latest June figures.
We live in a place where it's almost like Alaska. The sun never seems to set around here. And by the 4th of July, it'll be almost 10 o'clock. So we're coming up on
that. That's why we sleep with 3 pairs of sunglasses
on. First day
on.
Of summer's coming up in a couple of weeks. 19 days for the summer solstice.
Summer is not my cup of tea.
We're not fans of the heat. We've learned in our time of living in hot places that we actually like winter.
Bring
all
on
these,
the cold.
All these people
and the snow.
Running away from the snow, we're like, oh no. Bring on the snow. We're happy with it.
The top 20 largest states by population. You ready?
Top 20 by population.
California, 39.4 million people.
Wow. That's a lot.
Texas, number 2, 31.7.
Right here in Texas.
Right there.
How much was it?
31.7 million.
31.7 million. It's hard to believe there's more people living in California than there are in Texas.
Well, there's dumber people in California.
Well, that's true.
That's why.
That's true.
Florida, 23.5 million.
23.5 million.
New York, 20 million.
Mm.
Pennsylvania, 13 million.
Pennsylvania.
The Fighting Illini, 12.7 million.
Wow.
Once you go there, you're stuck.
Can't get out of that place.
Illinois is a boring state. Ugh.
I don't know.
The only place I've been in Illinois was Chicago. Went shopping down the Magnificent Auto Mile, or whatever it's called.
You went shopping? Are you for real?
No, I was walking around, not shopping.
Who do you think is going to believe that story?
That's where I met the old lady at the airport, remember?
Oh.
With the old man, and she's like, he's a grumpy old cuss.
Yes, dear. That's the yes, dear story.
He's like, where's that bus at? I need a bus to pick me up over here to Chicago, over here at the airport.
I'm sure he said yes to her more than she did.
He kept looking, getting up and looking at the wall. Oh, where's that bus at? Whatever her name was, Agnes or somebody, I don't know. She's like, she looks at me and she goes, dude, if you only knew.
Yep.
Georgia, 11.3 million people.
Really?
New Jersey, 9.5 million.
It is the most densely populated state. It's a very small state for that many people.
That's, you know where the phrase came for New Jersey?
The phrase?
Yeah. Around every corner is an idiot.
Oh, no, that's Iowa.
Oh, okay.
You're mistaken.
Colorado, 6 million.
Colorado, 6 million.
But we've seen a lot of people leaving Colorado.
We've talked to a lot of people that have left there and have said they'll never go back.
I'm one of
which
them.
Which is sad. Which is really
unless
sad.
I come into about 50 million, now, I'm not going back.
Now, when you left Colorado and came to Texas 14 years ago, your intent was to return there.
Yeah, I was going back to Colorado.
But things have changed a lot there since then, and now you're not in
favor of
that. I
couldn't afford to buy a tent now.
No. No, you couldn't.
Everything's crazy high.
It's really expensive.
Are you one that made... Did you make that post?
I made the flyer, yes. Yeah. That's what I thought. I created that flyer.
There's no disclaimer at the bottom.
There's no credit given there. But, you know, that's okay. I don't need credit. I'm just helping out.
Well, you know how it is.
Yeah, I know.
Fox Weather is going to replace the Weather Channel on Sirius XM satellite.
Oh, really?
No more Weather Channel stuff on Sirius XM.
Wow.
So it'll be Fox Weather. The Weather Channel just gets off track, and they talk about gardening tips and crap.
You know it's they like, try I to make it kind of like a social hour thing, where almost like the Good Morning America stuff, you know, mm-hmm. or the Today Show.
Yep.
They try to make it more of a news. People just want to hear about the weather.
That'll be starting June the 3rd, tomorrow.
Oh, really? Okay.
The Weather Channel is owned by a bunch of
today, downtown,
people.
On the square, at the coffee shop, lunch menu... Pulled pork sandwich, your favorite. Deluxe grilled cheese and creamy tomato soup, my favorite. So
I like the pulled pork.
Don't forget about breakfast burritos as well. They have those in the morning, even on Tuesday.
Go by and say hi to Blanca.
Yeah. And also the farmer's market will be on Friday, starting Friday the 12th. On Fridays, it will be, I guess, every Friday after that until they decide it's time to stop. 9 to noon, you can go there, get your lunch at the coffee shop, you know, all that good stuff.
Carly Pierce said her longtime boyfriend's moving to Nashville now.
Oh, is he?
Jordan's moving to Nashville.
I thought it had just been like a year or something.
Yeah, I mean, long term, 12 months.
Well... Considering her marriage only lasted like 8, I would say that would be considered long term.
12 days?
I feel bad for her because the whole marriage was a scam and she didn't know it until it was too late.
Kenneth H. Cooper, MD, MPH, recently turned 95.
95.
You know who he is?
No.
He started the Cooper Institute in Dallas, Texas.
What do they do at the Cooper
they
Institute?
They do fitness assessments and he... Says he still works out 5 times a week.
Oh, 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And he's how old?
95.
See? Lay down on the floor on your yoga mat, keep getting up, and then you'll be able to keep working out every day till you're 95. And that's going to keep you going. That's where it comes from.
He started the Cooper Institute. Kenneth H. Cooper, MD.
So Carly Pierce and her husband...
Well, she's not married.
...met on a dating app.
Her boyfriend or husband?
Can you believe Carly Pierce found a boyfriend on a dating app? And they made their relationship public in July of last year.
That sounds like Pete Christie.
And then it said later celebrating their first anniversary. So they're probably going on 2 years this year. So they waited a long time.
California has banned mountain lion hunting since 1990 and now they're screwed. 36 later, there's mountain lions all over the place.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. 36 years, you said?
Yep, 36 years later.
Yeah.
So, that's stupid.
Well, that's California. I mean, come on. That's what they do there.
That mountain lion doesn't look like he's in a good mood.
That mountain lion doesn't look like a friendly pet at all.
It said, I just went over and had some dog food.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, it's 8:31. Dang.
Okay.
We're out of time already.
I guess we're out of time already.
Who can talk for 40 minutes straight?
They're saying we have a chance of thunderstorms today. Does that look like a possibility for you on your weather, or what do you think? What do you got on your little sheet? Hit or miss?
Hit and miss today.
Okay.
Tomorrow, it's 70%.
Oh, wow. And that's in the morning, right? There's expecting some in the morning hours?
Yeah, tomorrow morning, 70%, okay. And it drops down to 6%.
Okay, so don't forget about the farmer's market. If you would like to be a vendor, send Bea a message, 647-7006, and she'll be glad to give you all the info on how to get set up for that. It's a great thing for the community. It's a great place to get fresh, you know, homemade stuff. So head on over there and sign up if you've got something you can sell. So we don't forget, they're doing a fundraiser for Happy Crest, Nazareth,
Vigo Park,
Silverton, fire departments in Tulia on the 13th, which is a week from this Saturday. They're having a cornhole tournament and a golf tournament. Cornhole tournament comes first, $40. Golf tournament, $400 per team, I believe. And yep. and the money is going to the fire departments. They have been so busy this year with wildfires, they're going to need some help to get through. And this is how we do it. So
call Richard Chapman at 627-7475.
Yes, and let him know you want to be a part of that.
He's a pretty good golfer, I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's kind of like you.
Yeah. I'm definitely not a good golfer. Okay. Everybody have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Todd Nancy in the Morning, KDHN, 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. We really do appreciate you every day. Let's see how fast I can say that. stay locked in to KDHN for all your ag news, markets, weather, and the best country music. It's the best station in the panhandle. We know it. You know it. Keep it locked in. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.